Good evening. Welcome to Facing the Situation, Building Spiritual Resilience, Season 5, Episode 6. Thank you for joining me. I am Prophetess Mary Ayodele, and it is Wednesday night, October 28th, 2020. And you've just listened into our midnight prayer service held every Wednesday night at midnight. Thank you again for coming. Let us open with prayer. Given honor to the Most High, we are thankful for you being with us in the darkness and in the light, in the day and in the night, in the good times and in the times that are not so good, in sickness and in health, in all facets of our being. We know that your one presence that created and upholds the universe is always with us. Thank you for being with us at all times. We have immense gratitude and immense appreciation for you being with us and guiding us through our lives. Even when we may not know it, we know we are never alone. Please guide this prayer service tonight. Guide our intentions and our hearts. Guide our actions when this podcast service ends, so that we may go out into the world bringing more kindness, compassion, intentionality, and focus to ourselves, our families, and our communities. In the name of Yeshua the Christ, amen. Thank you so much for joining us. This is our second midnight prayer service and our last episode for season 5. Season 5 was dedicated to recognizing the rhythms in your family's lives. And therefore, this Wednesday night prayer service is dedicated to prayer for our families, our chosen families and our families that we were born into, and our community families, work families, our church families, synagogue, temple, and circle families, school families, neighbors, friends, anywhere that we are a part of a group, we are facing that group as our families tonight. We know family comes in different forms, and we pray for the Most High to bless us and our families. In this podcast and the others that you may listen to that came out prior to this one, and by His grace after this one, you will hear me use the Hebraic terms for the name of Jesus, such as Yeshua or Yeshu. You will hear me, instead of saying God, I will refer to God as Yahweh or the Most High. Those are the Hebraic terms for the words you may have grown up knowing in the Judeo-Christian tradition as Jehovah God or Jesus. Okay? If you have any questions about how you can become a supporter of this podcast, feel free to send those questions to me at prophetessmaryayodele@gmail.com. Again, prophetessmaryayodele@gmail.com. If you would like to share your support, you may do so by PayPal. If you'd like to share your support by other means, please reach out to me through email, and I will give you the pertinent information to do so. We appreciate your support, which helped us to grow into this Wednesday night sharing because of your generous support and kindness. If you're looking for prayer, please feel free to email me your prayer request at prophetessmaryayodele@gmail.com. And I'd like to take a moment now and thank all of you who have done so. You've sent in your prayer requests, your questions, and your support, and I appreciate you all. Let us begin. The verse that we are guided by this evening is from 2 Timothy, 1st chapter, 7th verse, and it reads, For the Spirit Yah gave us does not make us timid, but gives us power, love, and self-discipline. Once again, for the Spirit that Yah Yahweh gave us does not make us timid, but gives us power, love, and self-discipline. One more time. For the Spirit, the Most High Yah, gave us does not make us timid, but gives us power, love, and self-discipline. That is 2 Timothy, 1st chapter, 7th verse. 2 Timothy, 1st chapter, 7th verse. 2 Timothy, 1st chapter, 7th verse. It does not matter what version, translation of the Bible you are using to participate in these activities. And you may find multiple versions for free online at BibleGateway.com. Take a deep breath. Ladies, please cover your hair before we begin our prayer. Center yourself. Breathe in and out. Take a deep breath in and out. One more time. In and out. Now, join me in prayer. Giving honor to the Most High, we are thankful and grateful for where you've brought us from and to where you brought us today. We know you're walking with us and holding our hands. Even though we may not perceive it, we pray for a greater knowledge of you and your ways as they act in our life. In the name of Yeshua. The Most High, Yah, we come to you tonight with the names of everyone who have sent in prayer requests. We pray for all the families and lineages that will hear the sound of my voice, all the families and lineages that are aware of this podcast, all the families and lineages that we touch each and every day. We thank you for being alive and on the planet today. We thank you for guiding us, protecting us, and providing the resources for us to have this podcast and to be able to hear it. We thank you for us being able to spread the word of this podcast, for upliftment and joy and kindness and compassion to be shared throughout the world. We thank you for the ability to build our spiritual immune systems, to become more spiritually resilient. And we appreciate all the tools, opportunities, situations, people, places, and things you have placed in our path so that we may practice these suggestions, ideas, the guidance from your holy word, so we may put them into practice and see the hand of the Most High in our lives and to grow stronger in the root of the tree of the Most High. We know every challenge we face is only an opportunity to see more of you. We do not complain about how big our problems are. Most High Yah, we tell our problems how big you are. We are thankful for you stepping into our lives, for choosing us before we were born to fulfill a specific destiny, for knowing us in the womb before we were born, for our destiny having met us on the road here in life. May we fulfill it in all its grace and highest vibrational aspects in the name of Yeshua the Christ. Any blockages to us fulfilling our destiny, may they be scattered in the name of Yeshua the Christ. May any enemies that come against us and our divine purpose turn to only fight themselves in the name of Yeshua the Christ. May our families be blessed and covered by your love and grace. Thank you for being here tonight. May you be held and blessed now and always, dear listeners, through time and space, wherever my voice is heard, whatever time, year, month you hear this. May you know that Yeshua the Christ walks with you, guides and leads you, and you are never left alone. Thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you for listening. Thank you for being here. Go in peace, go in love, go in grace. Amen.